In Venezuela, after a two-day struggle for power, the ousted president has been reinstalled. Hugo Chavez is once again in power after a military coup against him fell apart. Joining us for the latest from Caracas is NPR's South America reporter Martin Costi. Martin, how did this flip-flop of power happen?
Well, Corva, I guess in a nutshell, what you could say here is that the military lost its enthusiasm for what is essentially a coup d'etat. Yesterday, some of the regional commanders here started to express their misgivings about the whole situation. In one town in the interior, an Air Force unit openly rebelled against the authority of the new temporary government, although there was no outright violence there. As the day wore on, some of those commanders started to say that they didn't want to be part of a coup. They started to pressure the new interim president to make certain concessions, to bring back certain aspects of constitutional rule, like reopening Congress. Once he started to do that, it was only a matter of time.
So what's the mood there since Chavez has returned?
It's pretty subdued, partly because his supporters have been up all night, and I think they're sleeping it off. Obviously, Chavez's supporters are overjoyed that he's back. Quite a few Venezuelans who didn't necessarily support him politically are also relieved and happy. I think a lot of Venezuelans just didn't like the idea of a coup d'etat, and restoration of democratic and constitutional rule is a relief. There have been some misgivings by especially people in news media who are worried now that there will be some sort of retaliation. And Chavez himself has said that even though there will be no witch hunts, certain things will have to be, in his words, adjusted to prevent this from happening again.
Is there any word on the fate of the coup leaders?
Well, as many as 100 military officers are reportedly in custody right now. Also, the former interim president, Pedro Carmona, this businessman who took power on early Friday morning, he's also in custody, as are all of the ministers that he'd named. Carmona's family has asked the Catholic Church to help guarantee his safety right now. There's a lot of worry that there could be some revenge against him. The Chavez government assures people that that whatever happens to him will be according to the law. The National Guard commander who was instrumental in taking Chavez out of power, Luis Alberto Camacho, is currently in hiding. He said, though, that he's hoping to be judged by an international tribunal, and he's not sorry about what he did because he says he was trying to defend the human rights of Venezuelans.
NPR's Martin Costi in Caracas. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.